Well, if you have not heard, we have a state champion in the area. Earlier this week, the Lake Mills boys golf team, they are state champions for the first time ever in boys golf. Travis Laudner, the head coach of the Bulldogs, joins us. And Travis, a good afternoon and congrats on the state title.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Now, before we talk about the state tournament, let's talk about the season in general. We know the Bulldogs have had a very successful season, obviously finishing it off the way any team wants to finish off a season with that state championship. Give us kind of a recap of the regular season. I know the team won another conference championship. When it comes to any kind of invites, how did the team do? Kind of give us a recap of how the regular season went going into the postseason.
Yeah, we finished the regular season undefeated for all of our regular season triangular meets and all the way through the postseason. So really proud of the guys for that. They showed up every meet we had, especially during some very difficult weather. As you guys know, during the spring, we put up with a lot of cold and wind and rain and everything above that. So for the guys to battle all spring and come out unscathed and undefeated was really special season.
So nobody beat the Bulldogs this year. What was the closest somebody got?
I believe it was six or seven shots during one of our triangular meets was the closest anybody got to us.
Have you ever been a part of a team that was that dominating?
I was a part of the team last year that also went undefeated during the regular season and then ultimately took third at state in Class 2A. In more of an assistant slash advisory role before taking over officially this year. So had all the firepower for the most part back this year. We obviously came into the season with extremely high expectations, didn't necessarily finish off last year the way we wanted, losing out of a state title by two shots. So the guys were motivated coming into this year to prove that they were the best team, certainly in Class 1A this year and in the area, and feel like the guys stepped up and did that.
Travis Laudner again, head coach of Lake Mills boys golf team, state champions in Class A. Do you know offhand how long was the team in Class AA before dropping down to Class A this year?
We kind of fluctuate back and forth year to year based on number of boys enrolled in high school. So 2 years ago we were 1A. Last year we popped up to 2A. This year back down to 1A. Looks like next year we're going to be bouncing back up to 2A. So kind of one of those things where it's tough to game plan for in the off season and really, you know, kind of just take it year to year to see where the numbers fall and what class we end up with. But, you know, the kids can't do anything about that. They just show up and work hard, and we go where they tell us to go when postseason rolls around.
Now, Travis, I talk about the guys that make up the state championship team. If you want to go through their names and talk a little bit about each golfer, as we recognize, again, the state champions from Lake Mills.
Yeah, absolutely. Bennett Berger, my lone senior this year, two-time conference player of the year, maybe three, actually. I can't remember his freshman year if he got that or not, but just a remarkable career here at Lake Mills. Been a leader for 4 years now, and really set the tone for the guys in terms of work ethic and just his overall leadership's been awesome. And then obviously he wins an individual title this year too, which has been a long time goal of his. We're really, really proud of him after a fourth place finish at 2A state last year individually. For him to take home the title was really special. So he's kind of set the bar pretty high for the program over the last few years. Right after him would be Garrett Hamm, sophomore. Also, top 15 last year, come back and finished fifth place at state individually, winning all state honors. He and Bennett really kind of fed off of each other all year long. They make each other better. They're always super competitive with one another. They've kind of flip-flopped in medalist honors all year long and from meet to meet. So having two guys like that at the top of your lineup really takes a lot of pressure off the other guys because they know they don't need their best stuff necessarily because as a team we're going to get two pretty good scores right off the bat, which is huge. Denton Kingland is a junior this year. He was the number three player. Really took a big step forward from last year to this year in terms of his preparation, his work ethic. Golf kind of comes naturally to him, and He never really had to put too much time and effort into it. But he realized that he could get better and help the team in a lot more ways this year, and he took ownership of that. So that was really positive to see him take a nice step forward. Number four guy this year was Austin Steeney. He's a freshman, super athletic kid. Hadn't played golf too much other than just the last couple years, and really got serious about it this year. He was a catalyst all year long. I think his score counted in every single meet we had as a freshman. That's pretty remarkable. Had a couple scores right around 40 or low 40s, and you know, scoring average was right around 43, 44 for nine hole meets. So he had a good start to his career this year. And then in the fifth hole, we had Kinzer Hansen, who's also a junior this year. He was been on the team the last couple years, and just kind of showed up and did his thing day to day, meet to meet. Contributed a couple meets with his score, but really just a reliable guy on the back end of the team. In case one of the top four happened to falter on one particular meet, he was pretty steady. For the most part, in the sixth spot this year was Caleb Rugstead. He was also a freshman, fairly new to the game, so he's got a long way to go in terms of just growing into himself and his swing. But got off to a good start this year. He was, you know, right around even 100 for most 18-hole tournaments. But second day at state, he broke his personal best with a 95. So really happy for him to finish strong like that. And then we had another kid, Alex Manis, who's a sophomore, also played track this spring. He stepped up in postseason when we needed him. We had a guy that had to sit out during the district meet over in Spring Valley, so Alex traveled with us to the district tournament, and that was his first golf competition so far the whole year, and he played pretty admirably. And then we decided to take him down to state with us. He actually played both days, and we flip-flopped Kinzer and Caleb day one and day two. So fortunately, the state allows you to bring a substitute if you need it, and we took advantage of that and were able to play seven kids. And Alex was a big part of that, shooting, I believe, 95 day one and 91 day two. So trending in the right direction.
Travis Lodner again, the head coach of Lake Mills boys golf team, giving us a recap on their victory at the estate tournament that took place in Ames, Iowa earlier this week. And Travis, talk about the town of Lake Mills. I'm assuming there was a pretty big reception for the boys when they got back to town.
Yeah, obviously the community as a whole is extremely supportive for all of our kids. Doesn't matter what sport it is, and really special to see golf fall under that as well. They gave us a nice send-off Sunday afternoon when we went down to Ames with a nice caravan out of town. And then we probably had a good 60 people, parents and community members, at the state tournament following our guys around both days, and in a little bit cool, chilly weather. So that was nice that they stuck it out with us. And then also had a nice reception caravan following us back into town Tuesday night. And then reception in the gymnasium, and I don't know the total head count, but I know there were well over 100 people there to celebrate the state title with us. So couldn't be happier for, you know, the community getting behind us and supporting the guys all year long, and it's really special. I know the guys appreciate that, and I certainly do as well. So the members of Rice Lake, our home course, you know, giving up their time away from the golf course so the kids can play and practice from time to time is also much appreciated. It helps our kids get better so we can put our best foot forward.
Class 1A state champions in Iowa in boys golf, Lake Mills. Again, Travis Lodner, the head coach. And Travis, before we let you go, you talked about just the career that Bennett Berger had. He's a Purdue State Bank Athlete of the Week. Talk about your top golfer, why he has meant so much to this program, and I'm assuming he's going to golf someplace maybe next year?
Yeah, he's been the heart and soul of the program for the last 4 years. Obviously, his sophomore year, we lost the season due to COVID. So it was a little unfortunate that, you know, he didn't have four solid years as a competitor, but, you know, we've relied on him at the top of the lineup seemingly his three competitive years here, and just the way he goes about his business, his work ethic, his demeanor. He's a super humble kid, but competitive. You know, like I said before, the guys just feed off of that. They see the time and effort that he puts in and the results that he gets out of it, and he's always willing to, you know, share his knowledge with the younger kids and help bring them along. And so he set the tone, and the younger kids followed suit all year. He is going to go to DMAC and play this fall and hopefully have a good, solid fall season there that maybe turns into a springboard to a little bit bigger opportunity down the road. We'll see.
And what is DMAC?
That's Des Moines Area Community College. Their athletic program is down in Boone. So he's going to go there this fall and compete for their golf team.
Bennett Berger, that's who we're talking about. Again, state champion in Class 1A and a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Travis, thank you so much for the time. Again, congratulations to you and the rest of the team and everybody in Lake Mills. First time ever state champions in boys golf. Travis, thank you so much for the time and have a good weekend.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you so much.